Well, June is National Beef and Dairy Month. And here to tell us more about how South Carolina is recognizing those industries is a man who knows a few things about them. South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. In fact, on the dairy side, Commissioner, you could speak from personal knowledge for quite a bit about that.
Well, that I could. We, our family was in the dairy farming business for 87 years, I think, and exited a few years ago, but we still have about 30 dairies operating in the state, some of them very proactive in new technologies and marketing and things like that. So I guess you'd say we're a few in the proud, and we're not the Marines, but we're the few in the proud.
The anyway, survivors.
Yeah, always enjoy it when June comes around. I remember all of the June Dairy Month things I used to do when we were in the dairy business, whether it was throwing out first pitches at baseball games and things like that. But, you know, we do need to acknowledge just what our dairy farmers provide for us and the challenge of the work that goes on in a dairy farm every day of the year so that we can have milk on our tables every day, the milk and cheese and especially ice cream. I think I celebrated it over the weekend with
there
ice
you
cream.
Go. So, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Anyways, glad to celebrate Dairy Month, but as you said, it's also Beef Month.
That's right. That's right. Well, speaking of dairy, you brought up a good point there. It seems like you couldn't sling a milk cow for hitting a dairy back in the day. They were everywhere, but now only 30 remain in South Carolina after consolidation and so many having gone out of business. But those 30 do so much. I mean, providing so much milk for the people of South Carolina and beyond. So the industry has changed quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Using technology like all of agriculture does, and now with some robotic milkers showing up, that addresses somewhat of the labor challenge that we have. Mm-hmm. Clemson University has one at the university farm there on campus, and then a couple of dairies across the state. So that, who knows, with a little bit of automation, it might spur a little bit of a comeback or a little bit of stabilization by our dairy industry.
You mentioned beef, of course, as well, and it is that season when we're thinking about putting something out on the grill. I've done that several times already this spring and summer, and we celebrate that as well. And, you know, South Carolina has quite a footprint when it comes, or hoofprint, I should say, when it comes to the beef industry as well.
Well, it is one of our larger income-producing commodities. For the most part, our beef industry is raising up the calves, and once they're weaned off, they would be shipped out west for further growth and then processing. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of our farmers said, I would take more animals up to processing size and sell the beef myself if we had additional capacity to process those animals. Mm-hmm. So one thing led to another, and we just earlier this year announced grants of nearly $3.5 million matching grants to go out to 8 beef processors across the state that would do just that, raise that capacity for South Carolina farmers to take those animals up to processing weights of 1,200 pounds and then sell that beef either themselves through retail or hopefully through some wholesale outlets, as many are doing. So that should help spur the beef economy by nearly $30 million in South Carolina. So we're very proud to partner with the beef producers across the state, nearly 700, I think it's a few over 700. So this should be a nice boost to our beef economy, but also through primarily having some local beef more available.
Any idea of the timeline of when these processing plants will be up and running with their increased capacity?
Well, these are plants that exist, and they are expanding. So mm-hmm. they all have various schedules, and some will be finished this fall, mm-hmm. some a little bit longer, depending on the complexity of what they're doing. So we've got all of those schedules and do look forward to seeing some of them finish up and be able to handle more animals to come in. And then our beef farmers would be able to carry more of them to processing weight. So it's not something that you can, as a farmer, can decide overnight. If you were taking animals to 400 pounds, well, then now you're taking them to 1,200 pounds, and that, you know, takes time. So the timing right. should work out. That's why we tried to announce it. You know, maybe we should announce when some of these expansions are completed so that our beef farmers are just more aware of it.
Well, it's an exciting time, and I know this growth in the industry is being met with much anticipation by those 700-plus livestock farmers in South Carolina and by beef lovers from across the state as well. It is National Beef and Dairy Month, and we've been joined by South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers to tell us more about some of the exciting developments taking place across the state. I'm Mike Davis, and that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.